This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McGee. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre in an emotional graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns. Shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
China's government says that its chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but it didn't give any indication when negotiations on ending the tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen talked by video link and discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. Didn't give any ideas or details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict, which was launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Again, China's government now saying that its trade envoy has talked with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but nothing conclusive yet. This is VOA News.